The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Hey, dude, you would be surprised. I did have a guy who lived across the dorm from me in college, and he was doing OnlyFans. Dude, he made money. He dropped out.
Really?
Yeah, he dropped out.
What was he doing?
Dude, he was doing everything. He was gay, and he... dude, the market. Dude, I swear.
He was gay, and he did everything.
If I was gay, I'd have a 401k. It'd be done, dude.
401 gay.
Yeah.
That's 401- great. can you say what he, well, yeah, we didn't say his name.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of stuff is he doing? Finger popping each other's assholes?
He was doing freak shit. Like, I remember he showed me his bank account. It looked like a phone number.
Oh.
I'm like, man, you rolling.
Out of state.
Out of state, dude. And he was in Indiana, too. So he's making money in Indiana, dude.
Oh, so he's rich in a not really rich place.
Yeah.
So he's really big fish little pond in it with his fucking dick vids or whatever the hell he's doing.
Yeah. Like, imagine being the richest man in, like, fucking, like, Cuba. Like, shit's so communist, you know what I mean?
You would definitely be the richest and the most coked out of your mind.
Probably. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah,
you're
dude.
Doing some cocaine in Cuba.
Cuba. You having fun. You having fun, dude.
Yo. I get my coke from Colombia.
Colombia. Yeah. My parents went.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They just railed lines off each other for their honeymoon?
Yeah, and they're just like, it's our 40th marriage anniversary. We got to do something special.
We got to do something we'll never forget.
Yeah.
By never sleeping.
We will never forget.
What'd they do there?
They went. My parents love to travel, dude.
That's
good. They were in Africa.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were in Africa chilling, you know, running with the lions, you know?
Yeah. They had that safari package deal.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, nah, the Bronx Zoo, I need to go in the exhibit. Yeah. I'm built different.
I don't want the car that drives around. I want to be on foot.
Yeah.
I want to be in the fucking, what do they call them?
The Jeep? The Cherokee.
Yeah.
You were with the
that
Cherokee.
That should be a Jeep commercial.
It would be.
Right?
I'll run a Cheetah.
Yeah. I can. Can
what's,
you?
What's the fastest animal you think you could outrun?
I immediately was like, sloth? That's a guarantee. I think maybe I could outrun like a feral hog.
Okay.
You know
okay.
how they're like crazy and they run in the woods and shit and they got their little horns?
Yeah.
I feel like they're fast and people are like, you can't really run away, but I think I could do it because I want to give myself a challenge.
Yeah.
Because I know cheetah ain't happening. What about you?
Yo, I think I could take Pumbaa.
Pumbaa?
I don't think Pumbaa got nothing on me. I could take the warhog. You know what I mean? I fuck up a war. I make him into bacon.
Specifically the cartoon.
Yeah. That's end of list. You know?
Yeah. Wow. Dude. Okay. Where do you even run into one of those fuckers?
Dude, I don't know. I
think that we're both
Bahamas.
On the hog game, though.
Yeah.
No pig's gonna catch me.
No, dude. No, I fucking love bacon. You know what I mean? I'm not kosher. You know what I mean?
I'll eat it before it catches me.
100%.
I'll land it into a fucking boiling pot of water.
Yeah.
Randomly in the woods. I'll have it set up.
That's how they make hot dogs. Am I wrong?
That is how they make hot dogs. You're right. I know. Everyone says there's so much shit in hot dogs, but I love hot dogs.
Dude, I love hot dogs.
I can't not... have a hot dog.
Me
like,
too.
If it's presented to me,
yeah,
I gotta eat it.
It'd be un-American to say no.
It would be so unpatriotic.
It would. I love my country.
Yeah, I'll have hot dogs in the winter.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
You ever eat the raw hot dogs when you were like a kid or whatever?
Oh, yeah. My mom would like cut it up.
Yeah.
And then you fork it.
Yeah.
You'll fucking eat it.
Dude.
I used to love that shit.
Dude, honestly, I've had like good meals. I would trade being 5 eating a hot dog for any of those meals.
Same. There was something dude, about it.
There was such a peak.
I don't know.
That was such a peak.
Yeah, I peaked when I was 5 eating a hot dog my mom fucking cut up for me.
Yeah.
Those were the fucking days. I used to have that and like Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, dude.
You ever have the triple shell three cheese like shell mac and cheese?
Yo, the Annie's mac and cheese?
Oh, fuck.
That was the shit, dog. That was the shit.
That got me through college.
Yeah.
That was all I lived off, that cereal. Everyone says ramen. I'm like, I wasn't really, I wasn't souping my yeah. way through my
I heard
years.
You didn't even, like, do coke. You would just, like, snort the little, like, season oh, packets. Oh, yeah. Off the
get that Sazón.
Yeah. How'd you ever?
Oh, my gosh. You ever had the Sazón seasoning? Sazón.
Sazón?
I don't know if that's how you really say it. S-A-Z-O-N with a little accent somewhere on top of one of the letters.
Oh, spell
it's like
it again?
Orange S-A-Z-O-N, I believe. I could be totally butchering that.
I'm thinking you had tahine.
I don't know. It was spicy. It's like the red chili they put on the rim of drinks.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like that, taste, like that vibe.
Yeah.
It's like a chili powder, I suppose. But, like, that was the shit that you would put on, like, any meat when you cook, and it made it look like you were, like, a good chef or, yeah. like, a cook or something.
Just make it, like, a little bougie.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Just fucking drizzle yeah. that just all little, on that.
This ain't nothing to me. This yeah. ain't nothing to me. You know?
I got more in the back.
Yeah. What you want?
that was the shit. Though dude. I used to love those
were good.
Yeah, I put that on my mac and cheese. Fuck it.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm gonna make that when I get home, since I have to fucking eat again.
Struggle meals, baby.
Yeah. I get so focused on drinking I forget to eat.
Dude, are you a big drinker?
No.
Dude, the person who created a Shotcast, are you a big drinker?
No, Shotcast, actually. See how, like, in the logo, it's that sniper? It was going to actually be recorded at a shooting range.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And then I was like, you know what? That could be hazardous. Yeah. So why don't I drink and then go to the shooting range? Yeah. I never got rid of it. I don't know. No.
Is that actually the origins of the logo?
Yeah, no. I just, I was like, shot, oh, like a sniper view. And
it's
then
creative.
I was just like
it's
making
creative.
The logo. And then yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do shots like alcohol. And yeah. then I drew that thing on there. And that was it.
By the shooting range, do you mean the alleys in the Bronx?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you
yeah,
mean,
the good old Bronx.
Where we all grew up.
Yeah, where we all a Bronx tale. Have you read it? Because I lived it.
Yeah.
My mom's from there, actually. But
really?
Yeah. Now she's stuck upstate where my dad took her. Now they're divorced. So I'm like, why are you still up here?
And she's still upstate.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
She didn't move out?
No.
Damn.
No,
dude.
Yeah, they're still in the same house. It's crazy.
They're still in the same house and they're married?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
They've both dated other people since, dated each other since. Yeah. I was like, this isn't good for my fucking morale or my romantic life, so thanks for really setting the standard. You could just get married, divorce, and then date. Fuck yeah. it. But, no.
You don't even have to do it in that order.
Yeah, exactly. You can fuck it.
Yeah.
Get divorced.
Yeah.
Then married.
Yeah. I prefer to date while married.
Yeah.
You know, have my backup plan ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My next career jump.
Yeah. You know? It's not a mistress. It's,
yeah.
It's a...
It's not a
mistress. Not a mistake. I don't know yeah. what it would be. I was trying to think of another miss word, but I couldn't get it.
Okay. It's not a mistress. It's a missile.
It's a mistrial. It's a Miss Congeniality.
Great movie.
Can we talk about Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
That's really all I wanted. That was the whole thing up until now was a segue to get talking about good old Sandy.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. We've been talking about this podcast for a while.
I know.
Okay? I really wanted to be on it. The true reason I wanted to be on it was so we could talk about Sandra Bullock and Miss Congeniality. Miss New Jersey. Okay? Shout out Miss New Jersey.
She's so hot.
She's like beautiful.
And they like, it's so funny when they try to make hot women in movies ugly, you know?
Yeah.
It was always the classic teen movie. They had the glasses, take them off. She's yeah. hot. You're like,
no,
obviously.
No way. She had bangs this whole time? What? No
she had
way.
A fucking rack?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. She had pack it, dude.
I couldn't tell with the frames. Yeah. They were distracting from the titties.
Yeah, the blind side, I'm looking right at them. What are we talking
about? Wow, that's a good Sandra. Sandra full circle right there. That
Sandra.
Shit was apparently fake, the blind side.
Her boobs?
No. Her boobies are real. That's boob box.
Dr. Greenberg did a wonderful job.
Yeah. I seen that shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about all her fucking movies. The Proposal.
Great movie.
Hot.
Great movie.
Hot. Ryan Reynolds, obviously, fucking amazing
Stud.
As well.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud. That's a great plane movie. Watch on a plane.
Oh yeah.
Great plane movie.
Yeah. You know what's the worst? When you're watching a really good movie on a plane and you didn't think it was gonna be good. Hence why you watched it on a plane. But you're like into it and then you land and there's literally like 10 minutes left in that bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like PA announcement in progress, and it's just the guy saying where you are when you know where you're going, and you're like, I need to know how the end of this happened.
I signed up, dude. I need to know what happened to Perry the Platypus. What happened, dude? I completely get where you're coming from.
Yeah. You're like, Blair Witch, did they die? Is this real?
Yeah. Are like, they in love or not?
Out for 30 years.
Oh, dude. That's actually such a true feeling. Yeah. Dude, you actually got me bummed off that.
Right?
Like, my heart hurts.
Sorry to bum you out.
My heart hurts, dude.
Well, that's a good segue. The guy that I'm bumming out right now.
Yeah, yeah. Add him to the list.
Let me introduce you to our guest that loves Sandra Bullock so much.
Hell yeah.
Andrew, Cyrus Weiss, is that both your last name? Is there a hyphen? Is that a fake one? Weiss, Cyrus? What are we doing? I'm dyslexic.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I am too.
Perfect. So you don't even know your real name.
No.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I think my parents are dyslexic because my dad's name is Cyrus Andrew, and my name is Andrew Cyrus.
Because
like in Judaism, you're not Ashkenazi, you're not supposed to name your kid after someone who's living. And so usually if like your grandma's name Rebecca, I'm going to name my kid Rachel with the R's.
Okay.
But with that, they're like, all right, we just going to finesse the system. You know what I mean? I'm going to get a junior, you know? And so they just made it Andrew Cyrus.
We're just going to swap.
Just swap them. Just swap.
Oh, my gosh.
And in kindergarten, my teacher was like, yo, there's another Andrew in the class. Are you okay going by Andy? I'm like, no, my name is Andrew Cyrus Weiss. You could call me Andrew Cyrus Weiss.
My dad fought for that name.
Hell yeah, he did. He called me that the whole year, Andrew Cyrus Weiss.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all one Cyrus Weiss?
Oh, no, middle name is Cyrus, okay. Last name Weiss.
Last night, so you just have your full legal name on all your socials.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not running for anything, huh?
Nah.
Not running for, not running from. You just...
I really
what you see is what you get.
Because I got these day jobs, because you know what I mean? I gotta make this cash.
DJs.
I got DJ Agundas. And dude, fucking, hold on, my foot got caught.
We got a live one.
We got a live one. But I was thinking about changing it, or only putting, but Andrew Weiss too vague. There's a million Andrew Weisses.
Is there? I don't know any.
There's 1,000 yous, there's only one of me. But that's the issue I'm running into. And so I'm like, I gotta stand out. I gotta be Andrew Cyrus Weiss.
Wow, okay. Is that how you intro'd on stage? I haven't been on a show with you in a minute.
No. Yo, also, I gotta give you props, dude. Because the first time I ever met you, we were doing a show on the Upper West Side, like 106 by Columbia with Miller Rogue. Remember Miller Rogue?
Holy deep Weirdo. In the history there.
He deep in the history.
Do we need to get that? Knock, knock.
But I just remember you were hosting, and it was like one of my first shows, and you came up to me, you were like, what's up, I'm Slater, and you dapped me up, like full dap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like I fuck with you, like mad respect, you know what I mean? So from that day on, I was like, all right, she a real one, you know?
Oh my God, dude, that's so funny, because I just do that out of like instinct. I don't know where it came from. No one I know does it, no one in my family. I wasn't raised a dapper. But
you don't say, what?
I just do that out of like weird primal instinct. I don't know. Yeah. And it also gives me another second to like actually know the face and hear the name and make a match, because I'm terrible with names.
Yeah.
But at least I'll know their face and their hand pretty well at that point. So I feel like I'm like registering all the data. Like,
read their palms through their palms.
Yeah. I'm also a psychic. You know, I'll read your tarot cards later.
I'm pretty sure you snapped after two. I'm like, yo, did she's I? Smooth. You wow. might have, dude. You might
JB
have,
dude. Smooth. Watch out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was a minute, dude.
Yeah, a couple of years, I would assume.
Yeah, because I've been doing comedy almost 3 years. And I might have been like April 2022.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Straight out of COVID.
Straight out of COVID, dog.
Motherfucking name Andrew.
Remember when you had to show your fucking vax cards to get in the clubs?
Oh, my. Yeah, I forged mine.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad. But in order
to get the card, I didn't have, like, the hookup. So I just, like, went and got the first shot. And I was like, that's all I needed. So I'm just one of those half-breed, half-vax bitches. It's probably why I get sick all the time.
Yeah. I'm one of these labradoodles, you know what I mean? I'd be half labra, half a doodle. You know
I'm a different breed, man. Something's going to happen to me. Because I feel like now, you know, it's probably going to be in like 10, 20 years or some shit where they're going to be like, if you were double vaxxed by Moderna 100%. Or whatever, 100%. J&J, whatever the fuck, whatever,
yep.
whatever you were dating at that time. That's such a thing, too. They're like, what you got?
Yeah.
J&J?
You I? Yeah, what you get?
What you got you? That Pfizer?
Yeah, you the plug?
Because J&J was the one and done shot.
Yeah, one and done.
Which was weird because there was two in their name. I was like,
that I was just thinking that, dude. The irony. Oh, God, are we taking another?
Yeah, and that, dude, it happens every time. This freaking shot clock goes off at a weird time.
Dude, I'm such a fiend. I'm like, let's do it every 10 minutes.
I know, I am too. Got a very addictive personality. Trying to work on it, but not really at all.
Yeah.
How do you do the cheers thing? I'm so intrigued. Cheers, you do clap, that.
Drink.
Oh, you do a boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like B2K, what was that song? Bomb, bomb, bomb. Do you remember that?
No, but I liked it. I liked
what?
It.
That was a shit. Okay, so you bomb, bomb.
Cheer. More like.
Bomb.
Dude, to be honest, I don't even drink. I really
I've been
don't
sober
drink.
5 years.
Yeah.
And I decided to give it all away for this.
for my one opportunity at Slater's podcast.
Yeah, my one shot. Oh, wow. I'm crying.
That's good. But yeah, I don't really drink because we're always around alcohol and drugs and all that.
So you say no? You're strong like that? I'm like, what do we got? What are we working with over here?
Yeah. No, I smoke an obtrusive amount of weed.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's my vice.
Oh, okay.
That's my vice.
That's good. I smoke a lot of weed, too, so I don't even...
Yeah.
I don't have vices because I do it all. So
I'm just a good time.
So
you know what I mean?
So my I have a non-vice, which is when I'm, you know, working out, I guess. That's my one thing that I just can't stop. It's so bad. I mean, I'm not, like, shooting up heroin or anything like that.
Yep.
Just on the weekends. Nope.
Yeah.
But
just to have fun.
Vacation, you know. Holidays, so. Flag Day. You
know, Flag Day.
Yeah.
Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesdays especially. Wednesdays are rough. That's when I go to Broadway and host the late show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, what's happening? Get out of there, like 1 a.m. Like, and my Uber driver always wants to talk.
Always.
I'm like, it's 1 a.m., bro. Like, I clearly did not get a ride home right now to have a chat with Ameed.
Not everything's going all right, okay, Habibi?
How's your fucking life?
Yeah.
You're probably making more money than me right now, bro. Let's fucking do around the block. Let's have, remember Cash Cab, that show?
Yo, I loved Cash Cab.
Oh, God, I've been taking more cabs lately just because I'm like, I gotta up my chances.
Just for the chance.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta make it on camera.
I just get in there, I'm like, is there a disco light under here somewhere? Yeah. They're like, get the fuck out.
Do you think there's some actor or performer or whatever that was on Cash Cab? And then put as their TV credits, I was on TBS or whatever the fuck I was on. You know what I mean?
That would be like somebody being like, I was on that show, what would you do?
Yeah.
And I did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I stood up for them in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do, though.
Yeah.
Like in those situations, because they have some pretty good ones. That show's still going. It's been like 25 plus years.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for those stupid.
Dude.
Those are the real reality shows.
You watch those?
Those are, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I got cable.
Yeah. You still got cable? You still got cable?
I'm an 85-year-old woman.
Yo. I like 3 minutes of commercials between every 7 minutes of my show.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
A ratio.
That's how you really let it sit and you grow from that. You grow from watching infomercials.
Yeah.
You grow from knowing the pillow guy. You grow from knowing Shake Weight.
Yeah.
You know?
I need a scrub daddy. Yeah. I need a scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy? You haven't had a scrub daddy yet?
No, I need a scrub mommy.
Yeah.
Where my Latina shorties at? If you listening, call in right now.
555. Scrub mommy. Scrub mamacita.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be legit.
I've been hooking up with this 4'9" Trinidadian woman.
What?
Dude,
speaking of scrub mommies.
Dude, She's 4'9".
Dude. 4'9"? How'd you see her?
Dude, I don't. Dude, my friends.
I think she's hot. Based on all my short friends' analysis.
Yeah. Remember in Whoville where they zoom in on the snowflake? I feel like I'm with a Whoville person, dude. She's so small, dude.
How'd you find her in her little, like, elf cookie tree cave?
Dude, if we were at a Travis Scott concert, I'd lose her in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. You got to put her on her shoulders.
I do, yours. Dude.
Yeah.
I did. That's how I knew I had to work out. I did pick her up for, like, comic relief because I'm like, dude, she's 4'9". She's got to weigh 5 pounds.
Bitch, I picked her 200.
Up. Yeah. Damn.
I said she's short, but she wide.
Yeah.
It's a wide load.
She's thick. You know what I mean? She's shaped like an ice cream truck. You know what I mean?
I like my milkshake thick. That ice cream machine better be working back there, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking I need fires.
But yeah, yo, dude.
How'd you meet her?
My friend set me up, but he never mentioned
like,
how
hey,
tall.
Hey, only advice, look down.
Yeah. But dude, okay. Like,
yeah, give me the fucking rundown.
I've never, like, when I see these NBA players who are like 7 foot with these 5 foot
yo.
Nothing girls,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's not, I don't get it. Now that I've
How
done it,
how does
that I don't
work?
Dude.
Horizontally.
Dude, I was literally on top of her and I put my head over and I was looking at the pillow.
Yeah. I was going to say, no eye contact, and she's just like fucking motorboating you? I don't understand.
And I'm a skinny boy. I don't got much to work with.
I don't
with,
got
dog.
Nothing to motor.
Yeah, I only got personality. You know what I mean?
You can't hear my jokes from my nipples.
No. They're not that loud.
I try to train them. They won't listen.
I try to talk to
not my gumdrop buttons.
Dude, you're funny, dude. Sorry. You're funny, dude. You're funny, dude.
So are you. So wait, how long have you been seeing her? Are you like dating now? You're still seeing?
Like a week.
Oh, two weeks. Is fucking fresh off the fucking press.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's see how long. She's nice, though. She's nice. She's nice.
She's nice.
She's polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I always look for.
Yeah.
He has to be polite.
Was he a gentleman?
No, I'm looking for a rude boy.
Yeah. Yo, all right. Because you're in a relationship, right?
No.
Oh, okay. But
wrong.
Can we cut it out?
What is?
Well timed.
Yeah, dude, Rick gets it.
He you got a professional it. Studio, dude.
Yeah, this is happening. This is a PS.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, not a PS2, though.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. PS.
PSA. Four. Brush your teeth.
8004. All right, so wait. You met her through a friend, mm-hmm. So you're not on the apps or anything like that? You're not actively online searching?
No, I'm still on Hinge because I like the attention. But
oh, yeah, it's just a validation service. It's not so like validating. An actual meet in real
it's
life
so validating.
Thing. Yeah. You're like, oh, you think I'm hot too? Cool. I'll never meet you.
Yeah.
Stay right you. There.
Yeah. Women are talking to me first?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because they what? Have to?
Because we make them?
Yeah, what's that one app yeah. where the girls are, they have to initiate? Is it Bumble?
Hinge and Bumble.
Oh, both?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm like, dude, I like this affirmative action
yeah.
stuff.
You're like,
I
don't wow, these bitches be talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, but you met through a person, which mm-hmm. is nice. I feel like that's always better. And it's working
always
out
better.
Well so far.
So far. It's
I
been
mean,
week.
1 week. It's been 1 week.
it's
not
been,
a bare naked lady just yet.
Yeah.
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 That's good, though.
Yeah,
good
now
you.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Now you're like, wait.
Yeah. Now is I'm like, all right, these other women, how are they going to react?
The one or the half?
The half, she's the half. She's the half.
Look, I'm going to get another one of you just to make it whole.
Yeah,
you
she's
get
my
it.
She's my better quarter.
Yeah.
My better quarter, dude. My better dime. My better dime.
You better get your quota back.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good for you.
Hold on, dude. I have to take off my jacket. You want to see
oh,
my
yeah.
shirt?
now we're stripping down.
You
yeah. Well, you're in a windbreaker.
I am.
I guess that would be good for Chicago.
Yeah. Someone said I look like a kite, and I was offended.
Wow,
it was funny,
really?
Though. Yeah.
Kites are cool.
Kites are cool.
You got to make sure you enunciate that one. Whew. Oh, and now we're representing Bellevue Hospital.
Shout out Bellevue. Shout out all my alumni. Shout out my alma mater.
Shout out all the patients still stuck there. Don't worry, I'm going to come back. I'm going to break you out. If I fly out of the cuckoo's nest, so do you. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to make it. I'm going to get you out of there.
You're going to be free. All right, chief. I'm going to get you out.
I hear him too. We all talking. We know you.
My antenna's still connected. Dude, I hear you guys in my head.
Dude, I did have a good friend in college who was, whatever, mentally going through it.
Yeah.
And he did create a PowerPoint about how he was going to take over the world.
Wow, I kind of would like to see that.
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah? You know, how did it end? Just a big A-bomb?
Yeah. And the best part was he had the transitions. Do you remember when you were 10 making like a PowerPoint for like fifth grade and you worked more on the transitions than you did on the actual report?
Well, who knew today transitioning is important?
I was like, wow, dude.
Dude, yeah, you get the blinds.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the yeah.
Or when every letter comes down, and I went to like a, I went to a good high school, but we were very poor.
Yeah, and it like, was, play with this PowerPoint. That's yeah. recess.
Yeah, and then when every letter would come down, it'd come down so slowly, so it would take an hour to go through the presentation. I'm like, dog, we're not making it out. We're not making it out, bro.
You have to do a 20-minute presentation. That's fine. I'll just put this speed yeah. on dropping letters real slow, and you will have one sentence by the yeah. end, and it will read, this was my presentation.
Yeah. We're not on 5G. We're on 5 megabytes. You know,
we... Just lost service.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all got a hot spot.
Dude, PowerPoint was the tits in like word art and stuff. Like I remember the rainbow one, and it had mm-hmm. like a shadow and shit looked like 3D.
Yep.
And then you had that blue and like a light blue, dark blue, like wavy font.
I know exactly what you're
I was like,
about.
That shit's like aquamarine, mm-hmm. which was my fucking shit at the mm-hmm. time. Oh, those are the best.
It was aquamarine.
That shit. Don't confuse that goddamn color. Mm-hmm. I love aquamarine. I was like, I'm going to be a mermaid when I grow up.
Yeah.
And,
I'm going to be a little mermaid.
Yeah, and then imagine God was like, okay, paralyzed. No more legs for you. That's what you wanted, right, bitch?
Yo, do you remember that show H2O on Nickelodeon?
H2O?
Where it was like three girls and they turned into mermaids.
No.
And it was like a hidden secret that they were mermaids.
No.
Dude, okay, I had a little sister, so I watched all like the Gen Z shows.
She was a mermaid.
Yeah, she was a mermaid. She swam out of my life. You know, she went down the toilet. I said, Louisa, I ain't see you. You know what I mean? I missed you.
She went out of my life counterclockwise.
Yeah. Shout out my sister. I love you, Louisa.
Louisa, you're the best. Yeah. I already know it. Is she younger or older?
She's younger. She don't really talk to me that much anymore. But she.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, she's busy with the high tides.
That's what I tell her. That's what I tell her. Yeah. I'm a lot. And yeah. she's my baby. I love her.
Oh.
She's smart. She's very smart.
How much younger is she? Is it a big gap?
She's born July 28, 1999.
Wow, let's get all her she's a Cancer. Information.
Her social security is.
1990 what?
99.
Okay.
She made the cut,
That's a party year.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, let's party like it's that.
Yeah, Prince said we should, so I've been doing it ever since. Yeah. Y2K, thought it was going to end, so we really did have to party like it was 1999.
Wait, Y2K, the Crash, or Ice Spice's album?
Y2K, the not even the Crash, just a turning 2000, and everybody was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
The Mayan calendar, which honestly, the Mayans have been right about some shit. All right.
They knew stuff.
Yeah, their calendar was good.
Yeah.
They didn't have a flag day, but they got everything else pretty much on point.
They didn't have a flag day?
I know. I don't think flags existed yet.
What a critical culture flaw.
But they got pyramids.
Pyramid schemes. Oh, God. Is it time?
It is time.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait, so she's younger than you. You guys are, we're close, not really anymore. Yeah. Whatever.
I'm worried about her because she does. Why? She does, She does CrossFit.
Oh, so bless I'm worried her about soul. Her. Bless her soul.
Yeah.
CrossFit, yo, my sister does that shit. No. Let's take the shot and then we'll talk about
it. Dude, your tone got so sincere. your tone got, I was like, wow. I was, for a second, I was like, wow, is she okay?
Yeah.
For my own.
Sometimes I go radio. I don't know why.
You got a good voice. All right, cheers. Mazel. Oof. Okay, that was the one.
Yeah, that was that third time's not the charm, apparently.
Third one broke it.
I'm going to have a cracker. You want one? Mm-hmm. There's a little pita bread. I go in a weird accent sometimes. You'll get used to it. Mm-hmm. I think that one was stemming from a Family Guy character. I don't even know which one. Toby.
You seem like an active Family Guy character.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I mean that as a compliment.
I
please take it as one.
I thought you were going to say viewer, and then it processed, and you said actor, and yeah, thank you. Character. Sure. I like it.
You could be a cartoon character. Which one?
Wow. Oh, my God. I watch a lot of cartoons. My Saturday mornings be booked.
Yeah. You got cartoon eyes.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know. They're so big. My mom said that when I was born. She's like, yeah. I was like, she's like, when you were born, I was the last kid. Mm-hmm. I was like, was I like the best birth? Like, let's be real. And she's like, yeah, you really were. It was so easy. I'm like, I know. You're welcome.
I know.
I know. I'm just so silent. Mm. And then she was like, but as soon as I saw you, I was like, wow, she got big eyes.
Yo, she waited 3 seconds into your life to roast you to yeah. come out your neck.
And then naturally I started crying, but that's yeah. a healthy baby. I was being roasted since the day I came out of the rotisserie yeah. oven.
If a mother doesn't make her daughter cry, no. is she really a mother at
no,
all?
No, no, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
She's a lying sack of shit. Okay, so it could be any cartoon character.
Anyone.
Any universe, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big ray of sunshine. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Do you have one ready?
I think I got an answer.
You have one?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that thing where you pose a question that you already have an answer to, but you wanted to know mine first?
No, I did
yes,
think
you
as
did.
Okay.
No, you can do it. Do yours and then I'll be listening mm-hmm. and also eating and also marinating what character I would be. So
marinate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I name dropped him earlier. I think I would be Perry the Platypus.
Mm.
I fuck around and be Perry the Platypus.
Okay. Why?
Because, dude, I'm a spy. He be doing flips and shit. I mean, how many people do you know? Honestly. I will pose this question to the room. How many people do you know?
Rick, get ready.
That can rock a fedora. Honestly. Does he not wear that fedora? The fedora
like,
does not wear him.
Yeah, no one can wear a fedora.
Mm-hmm.
No one can. If they try, I hate them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hate them, too.
Yeah. They're no good. They must be shot.
Yeah.
I think the Mambo number 5 guy wore a fedora in the music video, and he pretty much rocked it. But other than
ooh.
That...
Good reference. Good reference.
I just transported. I don't even...
Wow.
I just blacked out. What
wow.
happened?
You just went, hold on.
I was like, hang on, there's a fedora that yeah. I didn't hate so much. Yeah. Where was it? Third grade.
You went into the reggaeton file and were like, hold on, what can I pull out?
Yeah, fedora number 5.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And
that's
is it strictly one. For the fedora or you like the character himself?
I like the character himself. I like how he can speak just by dropping a nah, 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 nah. What is it?
Can you, that was pretty good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And for the remainder of this podcast, we're going to just speak in that tongue.
Wow, wow.
That was one of his best bits. Okay, wait. I think that would be... let me, right as I... put food in my mouth. I'm like, let me answer.
let me fill my mouth and then give this answer with a mouthful of food.
I think I would be Reggie from Rocket Power.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That just happened.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Good one, right? Woogity woogity.
Wow. I gotta go.
Yeah, and that was our show, guys. Thank you so much.
Ooh, dude.
Andrew is beside himself.
Okay.
Pissed that he is a fedora-wearing character now.
I'm besides myself. I'm like, dude, can I even wear a fedora anymore? Can I even respect myself in a fedora?
Yeah. Can you imagine Reggie and fedora?
Wait, okay. Was Reggie the dad?
No. Reggie was the girl. She was the purple hair with
oh,
the camo pants.
She was
pants.
So badass.
She was so dope.
She was so... Oh, that's totally your vibe.
She's like,
you picked
I
a good
surf.
One.
I skateboard. I do things with my life. And she woogities.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity,
yeah,
wiggity, 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 wiggity.
Hard. Yeah. Because honestly, all the other like female cartoon characters that I was Rolodexing in my mind
mm-hmm.
were like bitches. Like Angelica, bitch.
Angelica, class A bitch.
No,
dude.
Even her
fucking
doll Cynthia,
Angelica.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And then
Cynthia had three hairs. Yes. No, Cynthia was trash.
She got tormented by Sid the Kid from Toy Story. He crossed over.
Yeah, yeah.
Sid the Kid was great. I like.
Was
that.
Sid Cynthia?
No, wait, what?
Was Sid from Toy Story Cynthia from?
From Rugrats. Yeah, there might have been a weird transitionary period there. Yeah. We're really on the transition today.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, dude.
We're like transitioning. Yeah. Transitions on fucking PowerPoint. And maybe a doll became a dude. I don't know.
Yeah. Dudes I don't judge. Become dolls. I don't judge.
Exactly.
That's the Toy Story. Yeah. Wow.
And that's the Toy Story. What would you would your sign off be if you were like a news anchorman?
A news anchor?
Yeah.
And this was the news.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's what your sign off would be.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We did that.
Don't come back. Dude, fucking, because I always think about like what mine would be because I kind of feel like since we're on the same side of the table, because a lot of people are like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, I don't really give a fuck. Suck it. So it feels like we are on like Channel 5 News.
It do.
Tuning in. But we have no script and no teleprompter because it's all from the dome piece because we're talented people. But, like, it's weird because, like, I feel that way. And then I just always revert to Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know. That stay was classy, San Diego.
Dude, I hated Will Ferrell for the longest time, and then I realized he absolutely is hilarious.
He's amazing. He's actually amazing. I love him. I honestly love Ron Burgundy more than Will Ferrell.
They're different. Like, who would win in a fight?
Honestly, I think Ron Burgundy.
I think Ronnie could throw some punches.
Yeah, because they got in a lot of tussles in those movies, in Anchorman 1 and 2.
They did, dude.
Yeah. You killed a man with a trident.
With a trident.
You should probably lay low for a while. I was meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Brick, what's that? And bring on like some alien shit.
Yeah. Dude. He's like, I love lamp. Are you just going around the room and looking at objects and saying that you love them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dude.
I love desk.
Dude, that movie was so funny. Remember Kanye West and the second one came out in the second fight scene?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hilarious, yeah.
That fight scene had the best cameo sequence I've ever seen in my life.
No question. I remember watching that in theaters, bro. Yeah, that was insane. Insane, dog.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, you know, sequels are never as good as the original because you already are expecting what's coming.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel like a lot of people don't realize that. And they're like, oh, it sucked. I'm like, because you already, the element of surprise is gone. That's why the first one was so good. There was a shock factor. You haven't seen that before. Yeah. Now you're seeing it again with a twist. So obviously it's not going to be as epic as you felt the first time seeing it. Cause
you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're 100% right.
So I'm like, I always go into a sequel with a little bit of grace. Yeah. I'm like, I know what it is. But that's why I'm on my prequel game now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you like, nah. Yeah. Where's the negative at?
What happened before this shit?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Yo, I'm a Star Wars 1 type of girly. Fuck the Star Wars 4, you know? Fuck the OG, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I just, but also to a fault, because I just saw the Quiet Place Day 1, whatever, which was the prequel to those movies. Do you ever watch The Quiet Place?
No, I was a loud child.
it came out, like, only in the last 5 or 6 years. It's with Jim Halpert and John Krasinski.
Jim Halpert. He's not John Krasinski. He's John
Halpert. He's Jim Halpert. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I think about that all the time. There's a fucking video, dude. I got to show you, man.
Show me.
It's so funny.
And I have a story about the sequel with you.
Oh, tell me about the sequel while I look this up.
Okay, deal. So, I was in the beach in the Mediterranean. And I was
sounds like the beginning of a mobster movie. Dude, I was in the beach in the middle of the Mediterranean. All right.
I was in the beaches of the Mediterranean in the coastal area of Croatia.
And
okay?
The Coast Guard was there.
And I fell in love with this woman. Okay. I fell
Wait,
in love.
Really?
I fell in love, dude.
Wait,
I fell in love.
At the okay, I can't do this and hear this.
Okay. All right. We'll
figure this out later. I don't even know what I was looking up. Dude, wait, I do. Okay.
I was 20, she was 19, dude. We fell in love. You
it
know?
Was 2019.
Yeah. It was 2016.
Oh.
And I was doing
better.
Better.
Because that would be illegal.
Yeah. Better, better. Okay, okay.
Okay, got those numbers cleared up? We're good. We're ready. We are ready. We're alive.
Do the math. Okay. So I'm with this beautiful woman, right? I see her do karaoke. I'm sitting next to this other John, and then she does karaoke. I'm like, wow, that was beautiful. This other girl I'm sitting next to.
Oh, she like actually tried and was singing?
Yeah, and she was good, dude.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I agree. As a comedian, we hate it when people try.
Yeah, I'm like, just do karaoke like an asshole, like the rest of us. Just if you want to sing, go on American Idol. That shit's so gone, you fucking loser.
Just sing Beautiful Girl, Sean Kingston, and move on.
Yeah, you know? But if you can't get stage time and you're good at singing, I guess that's the way to do it in the Mediterranean.
And that's what you do in the Mediterranean. And it was, and that's going to be
a tag.
Yeah.
Hey, when in the Mediterranean, you sing like an angel.
Yeah. When in the blue zone of the world's longest living people.
When you leave Bellevue Hospital.
Yo, when you break out of Bellevue, you don't leave Bellevue. You break out.
You go to the Mediterranean. This is all code for people who are trying to get out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going.
You're on. Okay, I'm sorry. You were on vacation there?
I was on vacation
with your family?
Yeah. Okay. No, I was there alone.
Oh.
I was there for like a month.
What?
2 months.
Sabbatical?
Sabbatical. It was a summer college.
How old are you?
It depends on the year. Okay. So we're out in the Mediterranean, right? I fell in love with this woman. We go out, we drink wine, we have fun. She's personable. She's Jewish. We click, you know?
You're Jewish.
And I am Jewish. Okay. Salam alaikum. Yeah. And we go, and Shabbat. I'm Jewish, my bad. And
Shabbat anyway. Shalom?
Yeah, I'll tell you stories after this. But, dude, so we go out, and I remember we're in the Mediterranean, and I'm outgoing, but I'm low-key shy, you know? And so we're going, and we're going back and forth. We're having a really good time. Like, I had a really good night with her. Like, I really appreciated her, and I could tell it was mutual, you know? Mm-hmm. So we go in the Mediterranean, and I don't have no beach clothes. And so she's like, let's go skinny dip. So we go skinny dipping.
I was going to say, you strip down.
Yeah, we strip down, dog. You know, nothing but, you know what I mean? Nothing but my mixtape. Yeah, my blur zone. If this was MTV Jersey Shore, it would be censored.
Yeah,
you know?
Black bar.
Bye. A huge black bar.
For the record.
Yeah. Like, a long, and despite the rumors. And
it was gosh darn Pentagon.
and so we go, and we're in the water, and she just turns to me, and she goes, so you want to fuck me in the water? And I'm like, well, it's kind of cold.
I'll fuck you on land.
Yeah. And so I hit a doggy on the beach, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
Wow.
And then
you
it was beautiful.
A little dog walk.
And then she came. She lived in Wisconsin. She went to University of Wisconsin.
You were still talking about the beach time. You're like, and then she came. I'm like, good for you.
This guy's a gentleman.
That is rare.
No, of course she didn't. You know, there was sand everywhere.
Yeah,
you know? And then she went to University of Wisconsin. She did not eat as much cheese as you would expect. She was a beautiful woman.
Oh, she wasn't a cheesehead.
No.
Good for her. She was lactose intolerant.
Probably. She was Jewish. And then, like, months later, maybe like a year or 2 years passed by later. And, like, we don't really keep in contact, but I hold her in a high regard. I respect her. I really hold, you know, I really care about her.
It's one of those walking down the street daydream good times, and then you move on.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And she goes, hey, I'm coming to New York. Let's hang out.
Oh, shit.
And we only hung out one night. Because before she goes, hey, I'm only going to, I leave tomorrow. Just so you know, I leave tomorrow. So this is the only shot. So we go out that night in the Mediterranean, have fun. And then we end up meeting again in New York. And it was like, oh, my God. And the chemistry was still there.
That's great. How long after was this?
I think it might have been like a year or two.
Shit.
You know, it was time, dude.
Whoa.
And we hung out. And I brought her back to my place. I was living in the Upper East Side. And we hung out, and I couldn't get it up.
Isn't that the worst?
And then we went out the next night, and I couldn't get it up again.
Oh, that means you really liked her. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
she did not like that. So she did not like me.
Obviously, but like, it's not like an insult.
No.
It's clearly like actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
But guess what? My words not be actioning right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about it.
That's what it wasn't. She's gay now. So
she's what?
She's gay now.
She's
she has
gay
a girlfriend
now?
For like 3 years.
Are you sure she's not bi?
I don't know. She lives in San Francisco.
That was a hard pause.
That was a hard pause.
That was a hard. Unlike
that was
your
a harder
dick.
Pause than I gave her back in 2018. Okay.
That was way that harder was, than me. I'll was, tell you what.
Let me tell you.
You want this last little cracker?
No, please. All you.
Yeah. All right. I feel like I'm at church.
Yeah.
Blood of Christ.
Not that I
blood
would know.
Of
yeah.
Christ.
I want to go to church one day.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't I feel go. Like it is.
But
I keep
once
going I'm back, I don't remember anything.
Once I become a better storyteller, that's going to be a good bit.
No, that is going to be a good bit.
Yeah.
But now she's gay.
She, yeah.
How do you know this?
She's had a girlfriend the last 3 years. I even
you
met the girlfriend.
You follow her on social, is that why?
No, I'm cool with all my exes.
Oh, yeah. So, but this is considered an ex. You guys didn't date. But yeah, you had a thing. You had a moment. You had a connection.
I don't know.
Those are, sometimes those ones are stronger than the people that you've dated.
100%.
Right?
100%.
It's like a weird, like, unspoken past life kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
It's kind of good. Dope.
Yeah.
I'm not going, I'm kind of the fling guy, you know?
I know, me
I'm
too.
The fling. Yeah.
Me too. Said the 9-year relationship girl.
Yeah.
Cheers. But I was before that.
You better be taking these shots at home, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said that a few times, and someone actually commented or messaged me or something. They're like, yeah, I always, because now I drop them on Fridays at midnight. Because I'm like, weekend vibe. Like, then maybe people, like, because if I used to just drop it at random. I'm like, I should probably get more strategic in my timing of things. Mm-hmm. But I just don't give a hoot.
I know exactly what you,
you know,
mean.
I'm
know
like,
exactly
the algorithm hates me, and I hate it.
Yeah. I hate the algorithm,
like,
dog.
Which is why it's so frustrating, because, like, everyone's trying to crack the code. So it's like you and millions of others are trying to crack the code. So even if you're, like, Googling best time to post on blah on this day, everybody else is doing that. So then it's really not the best time, because now it's flooded with everybody else's shit.
Exactly.
So then I'm just doing, like, a random, like, attack on people. I'm like, oh, it's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Guess what? I have content for you, bitch.
Bang,
like,
bang.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
But, like, I just... Yeah, it's so hard because everyone's trying to do the same thing. And I do appreciate, you know, technology and the internet, because you reach people that you normally wouldn't reach. Mm-hmm. Like, people in fucking Indiana might see things that I'm doing, and I would never fucking be there. No. Fuck Indiana. No.
Fuck Indiana. Yo, fuck Indiana. Fuck Bloomington. Fuck Fishers, fuck Valparaiso, yo, fuck all of Indiana, y'all whack, fuck the region, y'all ain't cooked nothing but bacon and mayonnaise the whole time I was there, y'all whack as shit, y'all charge me with a felony, yo, fuck y'all, Indiana, you whack. And you're ugly, yo, fuck the Hoosiers, fuck all that. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I got a lot of people in Indiana.
Thank you to our sponsor from Indiana.
Dude, don't go to Indiana. Don't go
to
Indiana.
No, I think I've been there, but I don't even know if I was there, you know?
Yeah. I remember I went to Pittsburgh, and I looked around Pittsburgh. I was there for the week with my family from out there. I was just there this weekend, and there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
And, like, I looked for an open mic. I looked for shows, whatever. During the week, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And but Friday, Saturday night, there's comedy. And so when you go to there, it's just like, instead of one of a million options, like in New York, this is one out of 10 or 5, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not dogging those cities. Like, I'm not saying nothing, but that's just what it is.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't have the infrastructure. It's, it doesn't have the people. It doesn't have the fucking, you know, what it needs to be that. And it's, that's basically, like, because sometimes you walk around New York City and you're just like, fuck this place. It's so fucked up. Everyone's a dick. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, you know what? All the bad that it is has all the good that it is.
1,000%.
You know? Like, so it's really all about your perspective. And, like, you have a bad day, whatever, but the good days are always so fucking good, too. Like, the highs are high and the lows are low.
Yeah.
And, like, I love that as, like, a...
The lows are low, bro.
Yeah.
I remember during COVID, I was just so alone. I hadn't been doing comedy yet, so I haven't found my community. I hadn't found my purpose in life.
Shit,
and I'm just walking around all lonely and shit. And I remember I was smoking a J at like 8 a.m., just walking around. Ain't nothing else to
wake
do.
Wake and bake.
Like, yo, light him the fuck up, dog. If you had, yo, if you, if we could hit a J in here, I'd go crazy right now. But yo,
Rick's like, yeah, no, we can't hot box yet. We'll do that on the next one.
Yeah. Hit cast. You know what I mean?
Podcast.
Yeah. But yo, I remember I was walking around, smoking around like at 8 a.m. and some dude walked by me in Bushwick. He go, he just look at me. He just go, 8 a.m.? you know, I smoking this fat ass J. He go, 8 a.m.? And that's all he had to say. And that's why I was like, all right, I might have to make a few changes in my life, you know? But it just showed me, like, I don't know.
And that was my sign.
Yeah. The lows are low. The highs are high.
Exactly. You know? Well, that's also the really fun thing about doing stand-up here is, like, if you have a bad show and you feel like shit, it's not like you have to go home and sulk in your misery the whole night. Yeah. You could literally be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, go find another fucking show. Yeah. Hop on.
Yeah.
And then crush it and be like, yeah, that's right. I thought it was fucking shit.
That's who I am.
Yeah. But you need the bad with the good to recognize the good. Like, that's with anything in life.
I'm not going to lie. They had me in the first half. They had us in the first half.
Dude.
That's how it is.
I did that one time. I went to another spot. Like, I had a spot and it just wasn't working. It wasn't the worst, but I was like, ah, man, I wanted more.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, what can I do? And I'm just like texting people, looking at stuff. And then I like end up in Brooklyn because I was in Greenwich Village at the time. Didn't work. Went to Brooklyn. I'm on the subway. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill it. I'm going to fucking kill it because I need it.
You
I'm like, I
want
to end on a high.
Needed it, dog.
And like not many places in the world have that opportunity. That's why I gotta stay in New York, man.
Yeah.
For the comedy aspect solely, for sure, but like also just the convenience.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times where I'm on the road or at home even.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, I want to go get like whatever. And like everything's closed. I'm like, oh my, it's so quiet.
Yeah.
Like it's gross. Like everything is always open.
Yeah.
And everything's like there for the taking.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take it.
It's there for the taking.
Yeah.
And I'm about taking. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yo, I'm a dog. You know what I mean?
You're like, she didn't come on that beach. I'm not a giver.
Yeah. Nah, yo. But yo, you're completely right. Like Brooklyn, if Brooklyn was just its own city, it'd be one of the 10 largest cities in the U.S.
Yo, yeah. And like,
so you really got to think about that, dog.
Yeah.
You know? And
people
like,
hate on Brooklyn.
I love Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I live
I'm
in
like,
Brooklyn.
Why,
I
dude?
Brooklyn.
There's like mad beef between Brooklyn and Manhattan for like
mad
comedy.
Beef. Mad beef.
And I'm like, dude, I never realized that until recently, and I still don't get it. Why?
No.
They think
so
like
funny?
Brooklyn comics are like clowns, and like Manhattan's like the real grind. I'm like, it's across a bridge, bitch.
Across
I
a bridge.
I can literally see you.
Three
We're the
bridges.
Same people. Yeah, we have multiple opportunities to connect.
Yo, exactly what you're saying, yo. You realize how spoiled we are? Where we like, yo, I gotta go to Brooklyn when that shit like 20 minutes away, dog.
Yeah, that's
I can get to Brooklyn in 10 minutes from now, dog. You know what I mean?
That's
I love Brooklyn.
That's why I try not to complain.
Nah, and I'm a Manhattan comic. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
you know?
Same.
But like, yeah. But like, Brooklyn, if I got a spot in Brooklyn, I'm out.
I'm not
you know,
gonna
I'm
say
there.
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy because Brooklyn got a different comedy scene, got a different vibe, different energy.
Yeah.
You know? And when you go out there, it's different.
It
and you
is.
Know the classic advice, yo, just pursue different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just pursue different, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I always pursue special
you.
Ed because I'm like, yo, they get me. I'm like, yo, I'm different. I ride the short bus,
I'll
dog.
I'll fucking climb this rope to the ceiling for
to
no
the
reason.
Ceiling? From the ceiling to the roof, dog. You know, I'm about that, bro. Oh, my God.
From the window to the window.
Yo, how long till that timer goes up before we have to take another shot? I'm bracing myself.
25 seconds.
I love
Do you
it,
have
dog.
Something to get to after this?
No, I'm chilling.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was looking at the clock. I thought, like, because some people have shows, like, at 8, and I'm like, oh, fuck, he's gonna go.
Yo.
Well, we're almost
I'm trying
done.
To get popping. I'm just trying to post more content, dog. That's my only thing.
Dude, okay, you know
content.
What? Like, I've been trying to, ooh, a little spilly.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah. Wow. There she blows. There's 2 phone calls. No one ever calls me. Who the fuck
You so popping. You so popping.
It's spam,
Wow.
Dude.
She really playing coy, yo. She's so popping to all the viewers at home. She
oh,
really
yeah,
out here.
Oh, yeah.
She's
popping numbers from fucking 1-888 contacts.
She's trying to get y'all vote. She's trying to get
Look at
the
these.
Vote.
Look at these fucking voicemails. Hey, this is Spectrum. Hey, this is Spectrum again. I love that they're so ready to have service when I don't have service.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, it's us. We called you 18 times. I'm like, where were you when my mother's fucking Wi-Fi was out for 2 days?
Yo, wait, hold on. I just love how I'm just looking at my phone. I got this text. Don't talk to anyone or look them in the eye.
Oh, yeah, I said that's that.
Because I'm like, all right, let me check my phone, see if I'm popping. You know what I mean?
It's just me telling you nonsense.
It's just you. All right, you bugging. You know what I mean? Oh, hold on.
Well, because it's funny, because sometimes, like, people are like, oh, what do I do with the elevator? Do I just talk to the desk guy? I'm like, I don't know. Are you a bitch?
Yeah.
I never talk to desk people at any building. I just go straight to the alleys. People think I live there. Don't worry about it.
Can I get one?
It's nicotine. It's 8 milligrams. It's really strong. If you don't do them, you're going to get nauseous.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah. Because that happened to me, and I wish someone told me that.
Look, here's how prepared I am. Yeah. I listened to the last episode, and I heard you talk about On was better than the Zins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the On.
That's how prepared I
am. Yeah, yeah. Well, look at you.
I was hyped, dude. I was hyped. I'm telling you, like, no disrespect. Research. Like, just be honest, bro. Like, I do got a lot of respect for you because I really respect you. You just came up. I was just starting a comedy. I wasn't even a year. I was like, you know, a couple months in, you dapped me up. And you know how it is. Like, it's just like a lot of people aren't very straightforward. You just appreciate it when someone's straightforward.
Yeah, you know I really do, man. I don't got time for fucking non-transparency.
Nah.
I got to see through that,
bitch. That's a New York thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't. And, like, the older I get, the more I'm just like, I don't have time for bullshit. Yeah. I just really don't. I used to be a big game player. Thought that was, like, fun. I'll still dabble in that aspect of the romantic life. But, like, everything else, I'm just like, yo, straight shooter. Like, what's good? Like, don't, like, hype it up. Don't fucking cushion it. Tell me what's going on. I don't know. I feel like it's so easy to do, but the majority of people can't do it.
Can't.
And I'm like, what are you so fucking afraid of? Like, fear is the worst thing that you can succumb to.
Yeah. And, yo, I'm not even sure this is, like, interesting or whatever to, like, your viewers. But it's just something.
It doesn't matter.
Nah.
It'd be interesting to us.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, what is
but
it?
But, yo, shit really be, like, gatekeepy where it's just, like, yo, I'm going to keep my secrets. I'm going to keep my shit close to the chest. But if I share, you benefit. And in turn, you benefit. Hopefully, you return the favor or whatever. But, like, also, there's enough room for all of us to eat.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I literally just said that on the last podcast with Drew.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about, like, the comedy scene here and how it's, like, really competitive, but it's, like, healthy competition, which is good. For the most part, it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just weird. There's no reason to think that everybody can't get it, too. Like, we can all do it.
100%.
Like, and it's obviously going to be at different calibers for whatever reason, because we're all on our own journey, and we all have different opportunities and, like, luck and fucking hard work and whatever the fuck. But I'm like, dude, we can all make it.
1,000%.
Like, you don't have to be a dick or, like, play these games. Like, I'm too old for that shit. Like, I'm so past that. Like, I did that in high school.
Yeah.
I'm retired. And,
I was not. Were you popular in high school? I was not popular.
No, I was like, you know, there's like the popular people and then like the not at all. I was like in between.
Yeah.
Like, I was a floater.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm cool, but I'm also lame.
Yeah.
For other cool reasons that aren't going to be blown to you yet.
Yeah.
And like,
I never went to one high school party.
For
my high school, I never went to one high school party. I never got invited to none.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have invited you to mine.
Thank you.
A fucking rager.
Yeah, I ain't going all the way to the fucking boonies, though. You know what I mean? Let's go drinking in the woods. Yo, kegger in the woods, yo.
Kegger in the woods were the best.
More trees than people? You bugging, bro.
Don't hate on the fucking tree parties. Because they were so much fun. You had a big-ass bonfire. Everyone get fucked up.
Around the bonfire?
Yeah. And then we would throw... Yeah, we're like, we're burning everything. We're burning people. We're burning... It was like Salem, you know?
Yeah. Dude, that was actually really funny. She was like Salem, yo. I was like, which bitch finna get this itch bitch burned?
You're a witch.
Yo, that was some spoken poetry, dog.
Yeah.
I don't do comedy. I do spoken word poetry.
Yeah, slam poetry. Fucking lay it down. Dude, but we used to, like, like burn random shit. And, like, then on my birthday, I'll never forget. It was my...
When's your birthday?
June 5th.
You are... You're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Two sides.
Two sides to a Gemini.
Motherfucker.
Two sides to a Gemini.
Yeah, always. I think there's three, but I digress. There's a bunch of stuff that we would like throw on the because it was a it started as a fire, then it became a bonfire, and then it became whatever the fuck you want to throw in it fire. And it was very, like, in the middle of a wooded area.
Somebody get Timmy!
Everything was fucking flammable. We're like, what's the problem with starting a huge fire in a forest?
Hell nah.
Forest fire? Never heard of it.
And yo, if it's not flammable, bitch, I got gasoline. Yeah. What you know about these fossil fuels?
Gasolina.
But that I gasolina.
Oh, that was a good jam. Find it, Rick. Find it for us.
Shout out my Dominicans. Gasolina. I love you.
You'll definitely find it. So we would throw a bunch of shit on there, like, and then we would, like, have... And then this would play. And I'd be like, you want me to throw a piece of wood? Yeah. You got that fast, Rick. Oh, we should take a shot to this now.
Hold on. I can only waltz. I was about to waltz twerk. I can only waltz twerk. I can't regular twerk, but I can only waltz twerk.
I was ready for a twerk.
Yeah. Yo, but I can't put my feet up on the TV.
Yeah, that's true. That might be a hazard.
Yeah, yeah. That's
but
a
anyway,
liability.
That would be play. So imagine that's playing, and then we're just throwing pallets from, like, some, like, kid whose dad's in construction. We just, like, people would, like, it was, yeah, like, bring your own garbage, and then we just throw it on the fire. And then it got really, really big one night, and it was my birthday.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of the woods, okay? So I'm turning 17, maybe. I have a pencil skirt on and a tube top, because that was forced attire.
Is a pencil skirt the...
shaped like a pencil.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's, I don't know why they call it that. It's just like a high-waisted, tight skirt. I don't know.
Okay, okay, okay.
So that was the style of the time, okay? And I was super overdressed, obviously. Everyone's in, like, tie-dye hoodies and Grateful Dead shit.
And you really did grow
I'm
up
like, but
sticks.
It's a holiday!
Yeah.
So we put up this, like, fucking palette, and, like, it burns in half almost immediately because that's how strong... Like, the fire was fucking raging. It was, like, probably, like, 15 feet high. I'm not exaggerating. Like, okay. I have footage that will not be released, but I'll show you. And they're like, run across! Run across!
The fire?
Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah.
The 15-foot fire?
Yeah. So they
you're not running across, you're running into.
Yeah.
You need to use a different adverb.
But I was like, Moses, man, I parted that shit. We put
you busted.
We put a pallet down, so it calmed it down for a little. But I only had, like, a good 30 seconds before it fucking blew through that. So I was like, all right. And I fucking ran through it.
No, you're bugging. You're bugging.
And I was like, yeah! And then this kid after me was like, let's all do it! Because we were hammered. And he goes, and the thing breaks in the middle, and he bops off. His whole arm is on fire. He had a hoodie on, so it wasn't his arm. But then he's like, we're putting it out, and they're trying to put it out with beer. I'm like, that is not, but it's all we
That's
had.
An oxymoron.
So I'm just like spitting on it. Yeah, but he was fine. We call him one-arm
Timmy. He was
He's got 17. One arm now. He's fine.
Yo, honestly, dog, I'm trying to change white people shit, but that did not help our case.
No, it didn't.
That did not
it
help
didn't.
Our
we
case.
Were really stupid. But it was a really fun time. Beartown, shout out. Beartown.
Can we take this shot?
Yeah,
dude, I haven't been drunk in, like, no cap. Like, I haven't been drunk in, like, years.
Really?
Years. Because I don't really drink no more.
Welcome back.
Well, welcome back, baby.
Welcome back. I gotta think of it like an evil.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
The May song?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that's more welcoming.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. My life.
I'm not gonna lie. All I'm doing is looking at this monitor and making sure I'm not making a face.
I make a
face can't be
all
no
time.
Bitch. I can't be no bitch.
Yeah, I am. Oh, God.
Shout out my brother, Dan. I love you. I hate you, but I love you, Dan. I love you. I hate you, Dan, but I love you.
Why?
He's 6'2 for no reason.
What a dick.
What a dick, dude.
Oh, God.
No, but you know what I found out? I found out the other day. I got the Crohn's disease.
I got that Crohn's.
I got an extra chronosome.
Chrome wheels.
Crohn's.
Crohn everything.
What's that Paul Wall song?
Yeah, I was
Chrome
trying to think
run,
that.
I'm falling.
Can you find that, Rick? Chrome Paul Wall. We need it.
Yeah. Chrome. I think it's on TikTok too.
But dude, that Paul reminds Wall me of like Gucci Mane. You remember Gucci like Mane? The Lemonade song? No one knows the stupid words yet.
Yo.
I used to love Gucci Mane.
Did you go on datpiff.com and download those mixtapes?
Absolutely not.
Oh, dog.
I wish I did.
Yo.
Dude, that was like back in the day when I was doing female Jackass. I was like,
shut up. Yeah. You did a female Jackass era? Honestly, I respect you more for it.
I did. I was 15 and I couldn't drive yet. So yeah. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go off this fucking rope swing and I'm going to flip. And I'm going to land in the water because it's crazy.
That's a safe place to land.
I know.
That's an ethical place.
The other place wasn't.
Where was the other place?
So the other one was my friend. You all hear about the other one.
Hell yeah. You ever seen a dead body?
You ever seen a corpse?
Yeah.
Alive?
You ever seen one?
Because that was basically me at the end of that one.
Yeah.
Fucking me and this chick, Katie Messina. She's got kids now. Katie. Shout out, Katie. Love you, Katie. We would hang out all the time, and she, her house was like on the side of this huge hill, mm-hmm. and there was a tree, and she had a rope swing, but it had like a little seat on it, like a disc.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, for our first Jackass video, I'm going to get on this and jump down, and then I'm going to jump off. And she's like, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, what?
How'd you get that scar on your elbow? I was looking at that.
Oh, yeah. This That's pretty wicked. One you gets get Tommy me John? All the chicks.
Were you pitching fastballs? What was that?
No, I was actually really fucking high.
Okay.
Took an edible. I was in LA, and I was like, "Why don't we hop on these electric scooters?"
Hell yeah!
Yeah, and you just
scooters or mopeds?
Scooter, like a bird scooter.
Okay, okay, I got the visual.
Yeah, so I didn't fly like a bird. I fucking drowned.
Oh.
I fucking hit, and it wasn't even me. It was like a malfunction, okay? And like the three witnesses, it was my friend, my boyfriend.
Yo, Lime, we pressing charges, yo. We coming for you and your competitor, no, Lemon, yo. Bird. You think I give a fuck?
I'm coming for Bird. Lime, it didn't happen on Lime, but same kind of thing. But Bird, yo. B-Y-R-D.
B-Y-O-B. Like, bring your own bird flap.
Bring your own bird, bitch. But I thought I could fly like an eagle.
I believe I can fly. Did you hear that high note? I got talent. I did.
That was good.
I got talent.
You can touch the sky, says his shirt.
Free the real
Bellevue in the house. But I like the handlebars were like cruising. We're so high. I just had a breakfast burrito. Like shit was getting fucking lit.
This was an AM
great
time.
Day. It was a great day. Yeah. Okay. Started that day. Mm-hmm. We're scootering to the beach in LA. We're going to like Santa Monica or something. And it was like me and my boyfriend at the time and my friend Missy, and her dog was strapped to her chest. And you know what? Like, at the end of it all, I was like, thank God it wasn't you. Because that dog would have died. Dog would have been diggity gone.
I love it when the details start entering the story. Yeah. Where you're just like, okay, now I'm in it.
Yeah.
That brought me in it.
Yeah.
She had a dog strapped to her chest. Yeah. Now I'm in it.
So it was
now
like him, me, and then her behind me with the dog. So, like, he goes, he's cruising, we're all flooring it. Flooring it is, like, 25 miles per hour. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, but you're looking cool as shit.
But I'm like, And I'm like, wind in my hair. Feeling good, feeling all right.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, cruising, I'm like, nothing could get me down. Mm-hmm. And then gravity was like, what, bitch? And the fucking handlebars literally just went, like, reverse. Like, I must have hit, like, a pebble or a divot in the concrete, like, something. And my handlebars just totally 180'd on me, and I flew into LA traffic, which thankfully is a standstill.
Oh.
But a lot of people got a lot of show because I was in a skirt, and that was fun.
Oh, of course. Pencil skirt.
Not a pencil skirt. A mini skirt. So even worse.
That's worse. I know. That's worse.
That's a pen skirt.
Yeah. A pen skirt.
That's permanent.
She's good.
That's
She's
ink, good. Everybody. She's good.
But
and then I fucking tumble, blah, blah, blah. And there's a huge, like, packed out Starbucks at the bottom of this hill in the corner. And I was like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And, like, I get up and then I try to pick up the heavy ass scooter with both my arms.
They are heavy.
Yeah. It's, like, no, they were heavy. for a broken arm. So I I didn't realize, because, you know, adrenaline hits and you're just like, ooh.
Yeah.
So I picked it up and then they're like, what are you doing? Leave it there. Leave it there. I'm like, no, I got to bring it to the side of the road because I'm so polite.
And she's a good girl.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to block the way for the other bikers. The bike lane is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I put it to the side. I'm like, oh, yeah, that hurt. And it felt like I dislocated my shoulder. Okay. So I was like, that's fine. Like, I can fucking pop that bitch back in. We'll be all right. It's going to suck, but I'll be cool. And then I'm, like, walking down the path, and I'm, like, still, like, adrenaline high. And I'm like, oh, no, guys, I'm fine. Because, like, he came over, she came over, the dog came over. And they were like, I'm like, you fucking eat shit, dude. And I'm like, no, 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 it's good, it's good, it's good. Like, let's get out of the public eye.
Did you do one of those, I'm Tony Hawk, sick, bro?
Yeah, yeah. We're like, we're good. And then we go down, and then my boyfriend at the time runs in and, like, goes into the Starbucks. And then he's like, we need a big bag of ice. And then the barista, apparently, I wasn't in there. The barista apparently was like, for the girl who just ate shit?
Imagine he went in. Yo, hold on. I need a cold brew before I deal with this.
Hang on one second. Know? Can I get a latte?
Yeah.
So he gets the big bag of ice, comes outside. That's nice. Yeah. We sit on this bench. I'm like, we can still go to the beach, guys. I'm fine. I think I just dislocated my shoulder because it feels like, whoa, it feels really displaced. Yeah. I don't really know. Like robot toe. And so then they're like, okay, weirdly, up the hill,
okay,
there was a like an urgent care situation.
Yeah,
so we go there. He runs in. He's like, "Yeah, like she just fell. Like she ate shit." And they were like, "The girl, no, they didn't."
Why are you? You imagine you're that girl, but that bitch down the hill.
It was the bird from around the world. So then
the bird heard around the world.
Yeah, that fucking crashed. So then they're like, look, like we'll be straight with you. If we take an x-ray here and it's bad, like she's just going to have to go to the hospital. So you might as well just go straight to the hospital. And this was 2021. So it was like peak COVID.
Okay.
So they're like, all right, like let's go to the hospital. Whatever. Summertime? I go in there. Yeah.
That's such a good time to ride a scooter.
I know. It was such a great day. And then it went to shit. So then I get to the hospital, and they're like, hey, no guests, because, like, COVID, they're, like, crazy. They're like, only she can come in. I was like, all right, you guys.
That's kind of
like,
messed up.
Yeah, but, like, what are they going to do, just wait with me?
Yeah.
I was like, don't ruin your vacation. I was like, go to a brewery, have a drink on me, you know?
Go to Margaritaville, so why
I'm like,
don't you?
I'm sitting there, and I'm high as fuck.
Okay.
And, like, because I took an edible. The burrito place had edibles, and I was like, this is the best place ever. So
You ate a chorizo edible burrito?
I did. I had an edible, and then I had the burrito.
Okay.
Yeah, so my digestion was all out of sorts.
Yeah.
And then I go in there, I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, huh. And then the edible is now fully hitting, and I'm riding Han Solo in this emergency room. And since it's peak COVID, there's, like, old people in wheelchairs, like, rolling by. There's, like, everyone who's, like, actually got issues, like, dying. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? This guy comes over. This guy, a nurse, comes over. And he's like, do you want a sling? And I'm like, do I need one? He's like, looks like it. I'm like, I need a lot of things, brother.
Do you need a sling? Yeah. Medical professional asks you if you need a sling.
I'm like, maybe. I don't know. I'm just playing with it. And he's like, you probably should put that down. So then he gives me the sling. I'm like, thank you so much, my angel. And he's like, my name's Ryan. I'm like, thank you, Ryan. Then they call me
with a Y or an I. Do you even know?
Y, I believe. He looked like a Y. He looks like a Y guy.
A little bit respectable. Yeah.
So then he gets me all, like, slinged up, whatever. Then, like, I was there for 8 hours alone, high as shit, with a broken arm. I go in. The person wheeling me in was like, hey. I'm like, I don't need a wheelchair. It's not my leg. Like, it's the upper part. They're like, yeah, it's procedure. I'm like, all right, weirdo. So they roll me in, and they're like, my name's Ryan, like, blah, 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 different dude. And I'm like,
what? A different Ryan?
So high.
This is so LA.
I'm like, what? And he's like, what? And I'm like, nothing. So then I go into another room where I'm waiting. Then they bring me in the x-ray. I'm not fucking kidding, dude. The fucking x-ray technician goes, hi, I'm Ryan. I'm going to hear.
A third Ryan.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you're high. You're hearing it wrong. His name is Brian. Like, I'm just like, no way. So then they do the thing. They flip it, reverse it, Missy Elliott, do the whole thing.
But then, thank God for the reverse.
And then I was like, is my fucking elbow healed yet? And so then they take me to, like, a curtain room because it was all makeshift from COVID. Like, there's too much influx. And they're like, here, come into the Saw 10 room and we'll just tell you what's wrong and not kill you.
Come into the circus tent yeah. so we can help you.
They're like, just pretend you don't hear anything through this shower curtain. I'm like, people are dying. So then I'm sitting in there. The doctor comes in. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm like, this is bullshit. I was like,
No. A fourth Ryan? No,
there was five.
Stop, dude.
So
stop.
I, dude, dead ass. I was like, hang on. I was like, you're a doctor? I'm going to ask you. Everyone who has helped me today, from the waiting room to this weird little bathtub you put me in, is named Ryan. And he's like, ah, yeah, you're on the Ryan shift. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like,
he said it so casually.
I was like, I feel like I'm on the Truman Show right now. I'm like, camera's there. So then he's like, yeah, the Ryan shift. Yeah, no, we have a lot of Ryans working, and sometimes they all come on one shift. I'm like, well, I really, really, really wish I was briefed on this because I am high.
Honestly, Ryan, you gotta sign up for that. You
like, gotta sign up. Like, Ryan, I'm high, Ryan. All the Ryans, please help me. So then he's like, yeah, so what? Shows me the x-ray. He's like, this is where your elbow's supposed to be, and this is what it is. And it was just broken. It was like a hammock in half. And I was like, Oh, no. And he's like, yeah, unfortunately, during, like, these times with the pandemic and everything, like, I'm not allowed to administer any, like, strong drugs, especially if you're from out of state.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's bullshit. I was like, I'm in pain. I thought that crossed borders. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, Doctors Without Borders.
Where's HIPAA when you need it? So then, HIPAA. HIPAA. Can I get a hip hooray?
So HIPAA. That's Amigos ad lib. HIPAA.
Where's my HIPAA? Hungry HIPAAs. So then he just like literally wrapped it in an ace bandage thing.
Okay.
And I was like, cool, could have did this in my Barbie doll house. No.
You could have.
No, there was no blood. Just a little scrape, but it was all internal damage. Yeah, that's the bad boy right there. So then basically he was like, all right, so you're going to have to wait till you go back to New York. I have an orthopedic for you that you can go see. And I was like, cool, thanks for the hookup. And he's like, yeah, how much longer are you on vacation? I was like, well, this is my second day. I got five more. He's like, so...
You're still adjusting to the time zone.
Yeah.
You're so not in the zone for this.
I'm like,
you're free bird.
Dude, yeah, free bird, if only. So I was a caged gilded bird. And he was like, I can't do anything. He's like, go to the like pharmacy, get like over-the-counter Tylenol. I'm like, oh, my God. Are you dead ass right now? He's like, no, have a good day. Exits me, person wheeling me out, Ryan. It was a girl.
Shut up. I like how for the last, they just had to throw a curveball and just throw a woman, Ryan, in
and
there.
And I literally was like, I don't fuck with you, Ryans, anymore.
Good. Honestly, good for you.
I was like, they're too
good
many
for
you.
And
you should definitely fucking check the schedule and switch it up for people who are fucked up.
They should not do this. This was a typing error. I don't know who did the schedule this week. They made a mistake.
Yeah.
They made a mistake.
Yeah. I was crying with a lot of Ryans. And then...
Dude, please tell me that's the tag.
I should do that. I didn't even make it.
Crying with Ryan.
Crying. I should do it.
Name of the pod. Drop it. Name
crying
of the pod.
With Ryan.
Crying with Ryan. Shout out Bellevue. Yeah. Shout out you, Ryan. I know you're probably in there.
Yeah, he is.
I'm enjoying this so much. Yeah. Please keep going.
No, so then my friends pulled up. They're hammered from the brewery because I was gone for fucking 7-8 hours. They're like, what happened? I was like, broke my elbow, really fucked it up. Can't do anything about it until we're back in New York. And they're like, all right. And then we were going to Joshua Tree to, like, trip and, like, be hiking.
That's the best spot to trip.
So I got there, and one of my friends, Joe, thank God, he's been, like, my bud since, like, sixth grade. I love him so much. He was
Shout out, Joe. You a real one.
Yeah, for real, though. Without him, I would have probably perished.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, don't worry about it. I know we have a lot of acid, which we are definitely going to take. And I was like, yeah, it's going to feel weird.
Oh, you took acid. You didn't even do shrooms. You did full acid.
Oh, yeah, I took acid there.
First time, fantastic. Or you've been experiencing?
No, I've been, yeah.
Okay,
I've been doing acid since NAM.
Yeah. But, you've been doing it since you ran through the bonfire. Yeah, like, you think it's my first time?
Everything suddenly makes sense. But he was like, yo, I got acid, I know. He's like, but no one else in the group, because there's like 10 of us that met out there. It was a fucking dope time.
Yeah.
He was like, I have a fuck ton of ketamine.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, okay. He's like, that is literally going to take your pain away until you got to fly back. And I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So we went to Joshua Tree, and I just was like bumping K. Like, in broad daylight, like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
There's families hiking.
Yeah.
They see me with the sling.
Yeah.
And I start fucking with people.
Dude, please tell me you were taking it with the sling arm.
Yeah.
The sling arm? Just grabbing it with the sling?
And then just throwing it on
the... And just navigating the sling?
And it worked. It took my pain away. It was
ketamine
amazing.
Is very... It's a horse tranquilizer. Yeah. Of course it works.
I'm not a horse.
Come on, Seabiscuit. You got to go. You got to race tomorrow.
I got things to hawk.
You got the derby.
Exactly. I have races to win in my mind. So then, we went to Joshua Tree, hiked it out. I had the sling the whole time. I'm fucking doing K. It was great. And then, like, people would be passing because, like... It's a huge park, and, like, there's a lot of families and stuff, and, like, I remember this one kid, he had to be, like, maybe 10, 12 at most, and he's like, what happened? I was like, fell off one of those rocks over there, be careful, buddy. I was like, dude. If I'm gonna have pain, I will distill pain on others.
Dude, remember that one random 10-year-old memory you have?
He, I hope, thinks and
that
talks about it later in life.
Locked in.
Yeah.
That dude, honestly, you should hit him up because by now, probably now, years later, he's a ketamine dealer.
Yeah.
And so this is the new plug.
He's like, oh,
this is the new plug.
How'd I get into drugs?
Yeah. Let me tell you. You ever seen Freebird scooters?
But yeah, dude. That's how I got it. And then I had to get surgery, fix the whole thing. And then I went back under to get it taken out because I didn't want... They're like, you could keep the plates and the screws in there. And I was like, nah, don't screw with me, man.
Dude, for how often we fly, take him out.
Yeah, I was like, take him out because it's going to beep. I'm going to make it
every
thing.
Time.
And it's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
But I was nervous because I saw that movie with... Hayden Christensen, Awake. You ever see that movie?
No, I sleep.
Yeah. Don't watch it. I mean, do, because it's a great film.
Dude.
But.
I'm an asshole. I'm like, going to watch it tonight.
It's like the 1 in 1 million or 3 million chance that, like, you go under and you're still consciously there, but your body can't move. Like, it's like sleep paralysis. Yeah.
Dude, that happened to my mom. She woke up during an appendectomy.
No, absolutely not. It's in your genetics. You can't do it.
That's what I'm saying, dog. I got a colonoscopy. I'm going to wake up during that shit.
You got to be put down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just put me down. Just
I'm
put
a
me
dog.
Down,
I'm a dog. Put down that dog in me.
Where my dog's at? You are a great storyteller. That
really?
Was so much fun to listen to.
Yeah, I took you on a big
That was
bird
so
walk.
Much fun to listen to,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, sorry.
That was so enjoyable.
I hate when I do that because I want my guests to speak, and then I was just
I know,
like,
but
you
dude,
shut the book
I
up.
I was very happy to listen to that, dude.
Yeah.
I was very happy to listen to that.
It was a weird time.
My parents, they sold our house in, like, Jersey, and they moved to an apartment in Hoboken.
Uh-huh.
And their words, they didn't downsize. They did downsize, but they didn't downgrade, right?
Yeah.
My parents are bougie, you know?
Yeah.
But Hoboken is, like, the most Italian type shit, you know what I mean? Like, they waking up at, like, 2 a.m., making the bread, baking the bread, all that shit. Like, they used to, Frank Sinatra was living in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to get his bread shipped from Hoboken. Because you know we got the best bread out here in this area. And so he got the bread shipped. Every morning, he got a plane fly just from Jersey out to San Francisco. Because the shit was that
fuck
good.
Fast,
and I used to work at that restaurant. So all y'all haters or whatever, that shit was real.
Because
I worked at that restaurant.
That's the thing about New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll end on that because I know we're going over
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Rick. We got into it. Things got crazy. Yeah. But that's the thing about New York. It is born and bred. You gotta navigate and find out where the mainstream bullshit is. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just talk to a fucking local. Literally talk to anyone on the street. Anyone who lives here will literally not be upset with you. They'll be like, hey, sorry, take out your headphone, whatever. What do you want? And they'll be like, give me the most authentic Italian, like, restaurant or, like, mm-hmm. whatever you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And they'll give it to you. And then you got to get it from the streets.
Yeah.
From the streets.
Yo, so I just want to give a shout out to the streets. I love you. I've been born in you. I've been raised in you. I miss you. You know, shout out the streets. I love you.
Nothing
shout out
the
all
streets.
The corners out here. I love you. I miss you.
Oh, God, call those me. Corners. I don't care if they're homeless. I don't care if they're not homeless.
And yo, I just want to show you, we finished the bottle. This shit was real.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. This was so much fun, dude.
Thanks for coming.
Give a little hug.
Oh, yeah. We'll hug it out. We'll thug it out. Well, do you have anything you want to plug? Instagram, TikTok, shows coming up.
Yo, follow me on Not Weiss, NotWeiss. Shout out my dad. He's a substitute teacher in Brick City, Newark, New Jersey.
Brick City.
And, yeah, man, yo, I'm a good time. So anytime you want to come through or just hit me up. Not Weiss, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, you know. And shout out my girl Slater.
Boom.
This was a great time. So thank you for having me.
We did our best.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real audience clapping. We that's do real this audience. Live, bitches.
Hey, yo, let me just one time. Hey, yo, let me get a year. Hey, we live. Hey, yo, we live, baby.
We live and now we not live.
You're, thank you. Amazing.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.